This is Juno Afternoon from KTOO Public Media. Scott Burton, your host today. We're right at the bottom of the hour. Joining me here in Studio A now is Eric Boras. He is the executive director of Trail Mix, and we're going to be talking about their dinner and auction, which is coming up this Saturday at Centennial Hall at 6 p.m., and get sort of a trail report, see what Trail Mix has been up to all summer. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
It is nice to have you here. Describe the scope of Trail Mix, if you will, for our listeners if they don't know you.
Trail Mix was it's actually our 25th anniversary, which is part of the reason having this dinner and auction. We were started by a group of trail enthusiasts who recognized the need for a group to be able to focus on like all the trails of Juneau, because like the city has trails, Forest Service has trails, State Parks has trails, and a lot of those trails will cross over into each other. And it's difficult for one agency to send their trail crews onto another agency's land. Just not how it really works. So that's why we were created, because on the Treadwell Ditch, there's three different landowners. We can work on all of it. We have agreements with all of them. So that's pretty much how we started. And 25 years ago, we were a small group of volunteers, and now we're the largest trail organization in the state.
What does that mean? About how many of you are there?
There's two full-time staff now. That's nice. Not just me anymore. And then we have a paid crew during the summer, anywhere between 8 and 12, and then a large volunteer corps that goes out and works on things. And there's been a need by other agencies outside of Juneau for an organization like ours. So we've been working. We worked in Prince of Wales. We worked in Sitka this year. Next year, we're definitely going back to Sitka. In the past, we worked in Seward and in Valdez and places like that.
Statewide.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of like south central, southeast wide. Yeah.
Tell us about a few of your projects this summer.
Got some bridges in on the Treadwell Ditch, which is great. Had a few setbacks. Somebody decided they needed some components of the bridge more than we did and walked off with them. But Amalga Distillery stepped up and wrote us a check to replace them, which is great.
Somebody stole parts
of
their
bridge? Yeah, so there's they're 40-foot long glue lam stringer bridges that are prefabricated and then shipped up here, and then we fly them into the site and put them back together. And we had the kits sitting, and they're big, heavy pieces. Like these are 100-pound. Well, the stringers themselves are 700 pounds or more. And somebody broke into the packages and found the things they could move by hand and threw in the back of a truck, which is interesting because they're treated with this pretty heavy, nasty – it doesn't smell pleasant. And they drove off with them. And since they're a kit, it's not like we can go down to a hardware store and buy replacement parts. They have to be they're fabricated to the right things. They're big slabs. So we had to order those. And the Malga Distillery just called me and said, okay, what's it going to cost? We'll write you a check, which is great.
So I think a lot of us are familiar with the new Lawson Creek Bridge that you did. How many years ago?
That one was 8 years, 9 years ago.
Wow.
I put that one in back when I was when they let me out of the office.
And then is it the bridge over Bear Creek, or what's the name of the creek that you did this?
So we've put bridges in on the Treadwell Ditch. Moving from south to north, we put one over Paris Creek. The next is Lawson Creek. And then we put one over Eagle Creek. Cowie Creek. Falls Creek, North Fork of Eagle. Yep, and that's where we're at. And then next year, we'll hopefully put one over Nielsen Creek and then moving north from there.
Besides having your materials stolen, what are some of the other challenges as listeners or lay hikers we might not realize about your work?
A lot of our construction funding comes from grants, and it's very specific. This money will go toward this project and these materials and pay your crew. But what we don't get money for, a lot of agency grants, and what they don't want to pay for overhead costs. So that's kind of the struggle that every nonprofit has, is how do you keep the lights on? How do you keep the vehicles running? How do you buy new tools? How do you pay for our very extensive workers' comp insurance, because we're out there with chainsaws and standing under helicopters and stuff, which is why we're having this fundraiser this weekend. On Saturday at Centennial Hall at 6 p.m., we're having our 25th anniversary dinner and auction. I'm really looking forward to it. We got a lot of great auction prizes. We got a live auction and a silent auction, and then a dessert auction as well. It's amazing to see how well the community steps up and just brings things to us. We want to support you. So we've got a lot of great items. We've got two tickets on Alaska Airlines, an uncruise in the Sea of Cortez. John Lyman made one of his beautiful handmade bamboo fly rods. Juno Hidden History made a really cool thing. They found an old – they actually rebuilt an old dynamite box and filled it full of a bunch of the – of old Juno history stuff. There's like a, there's plates from the Juno Steamship Company. There's old drill bits. There's crampons they found on the side of Mount Juno or Mount Roberts. I can't remember which one, but like old hand-forged ones, rocks that they found, like crystals and stuff. So it's, yeah, it's a really neat like box of Juno history. Yeah.
The other day I was riding on the Treadwell Ditch on my mountain bike with a friend of mine, and I was trying to think about sort of the value of accessibility to recreation. And how do you put a value on that, knowing that I could go up there and get a great ride in and I got great views and great exercise. I mean, I know I'm thankful for what you guys do.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. Yeah, it's if we didn't have trails around here, I've done my fair share of bushwhacking, and it's tricky. Like, it's hard just to get out and enjoy yourself. You can do it, but it's work. But to have a trail to actually access these areas is, yeah, really nice.
Have you ever had adversity? I know there are some purists out there who want to leave the trails like they were.
There are. And we try and do a balance. Like, we don't want every trail to be a, 4-foot-wide gravel path through the woods. We want to give a variety of experiences. The thing with Juno, you're always going to find something difficult if you really want to. Like, no one's done any work on Yankee Basin for decades, as far as I know. So if you want a hard trail, there's that one. There's other things. So we want to try and create a balance. We want to have, a parent with their stroller pushing their kid along. We want them to have that experience, and we want the, hardcore ridge runners that we have to be able to, torture themselves running up, muddy sloughs at the top of a mountain.
Besides the auction coming up this Saturday at 6 p.m. and dinner, what's next season looking like?
More work on the Treadwell Ditch, which is good. And then we're going to be working on the Horse Tram Trail as well, which is it's a historic tram that they used to take materials over from Eagle Harbor, which is Eagle Valley Center area, over to Boy Scout Beach and then up to the mines up there. And it's not much of a trail right now. It's just kind of there's some muskeggy parts that you can't really find where the trail is, and then there's some muddy parts. And we're going to redo that, so you'll have a nice loop. So you can start at like the Eagle Valley Center, take those gravel trails, take the Horse Tram Trail up, drop you off at the Boy Scout Beach Trail, and you can go out to the road and go back to your car, and yeah, be a nice little loop. So we're looking forward to that one.
All right. And that's all made possible by Saturday night.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yeah. And tickets are selling out. We've sold out the last couple of years. We're on track to probably sell out before the doors open. So if you are interested in going, buy your tickets soon. They're available at the Jack, at Hearthside Books, and online at Juno Trails Inc. TrailMixInc.org. We just changed our email address.
TrailMixInc.org. All right. You can get your tickets there, among all the other places you mentioned. We've been speaking with Eric Boras. He's the executive director of TrailMix. You can meet him this Saturday night and his colleagues and supporters of Trails in Juneau at the TrailMix Dinner and Auction, 6 p.m., Centennial Home. Anything we're missing, Eric? Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just like we couldn't do it without community support. And, like, this is really why we exist and why we've been around for so long, for 25 years, is the overwhelming community support we have. So, yeah, thank you all who are members, and thank you all who donate and support us and volunteer. So really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.